Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
It is Dave, the computer guy with Tex and the Berg in downtown Fredericksburg with us this morning. Dave, good morning. Good to have you in.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, Fredericksburg.
Well, this will be a different show because as you and I have been have done this show just about every month now for the past year or so, and I come to you today as a customer of Tex in the Berg, and we'll get into that. But it was an interesting experience dealing with Tex in the Berg, and a very good experience, I must say.
Oh, thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. It was our pleasure.
Well, before we get into a bunch of our topics this morning, one of the things, and we have talked about this, and again, I saw it firsthand, you have really done a lot of things to make the customer and also your business safe in these coronavirus times.
Yep, basically separating, creating two different office spaces, so to speak, one where customers are and one where our employees are. And the customer space is virtually airtight with HEPA medical grade filtration, and we allow one customer in at a time, try to space them at least 30 minutes apart so we can clean, and it's as safe as we possibly can be during these times, I think.
Well, to do something like that, I mean, it took some, I guess, in the early days of the pandemic of sitting down and kind of coming up with a plan.
Yes, and it was tough at first because with the pandemic, you know, a lot of places, a lot of construction companies are shut down. Very few places were during the height, you know, in the spring, were coming on site to do anything. I've fortunately knew one company that I knew the employees and some of the people that worked there were some of my customers, and we got them to come in and do this work, and everything just worked out perfect. And without it, I would have shut down the inside of my office type side business. I would have had no choice.
Wow, and I'm sure some businesses have had to deal with that. Basically, what you do is you've got a wall up and you've got a window, and it's like going, you know, it's almost like going to buy tickets at a box office. You've got somebody behind.
Some of the setups at doctor's office.
Yeah, same thing.
Where you come in, you're completely separate in a separate room from the employees with a window, and a little bit of difference here is, there's positive airflow going into that room and out the front door, so everything is completely separate, and there's no chance of air virtually going from one area to the other area. So we try to make it as absolutely safe for our clients and employees as humanly possible.
So, like, when I drop my computer off, when you get a computer too, that you're wiping them down and having to do that with a computer just to make sure that it's safe.
Yes, actually, the computer, the counter, the doorknobs, everything. Between customers, we've got to clean. And, you know, some of our customers aren't as concerned about COVID-19. They're young, healthy, and, you know, nothing. I don't think anything's going to happen to them. We have some older customers with health issues, mm-hmm. and we were very, very picky about trying to keep them safe. So in between customers, we have to clean everything, get everything sterile. Then we're ready for the next person to come in.
Well, and there is a cost to all of that, too. Just after a while, it starts to add up, all the cleaning supplies that the businesses are having to purchase.
Well, that's not too bad, Ted. What's tough is finding the cleaning supplies.
Yeah.
If you try to go online and order disinfecting wipes or Lysol, good luck. They're tough to find, and we've had to resort to sort of making our own from time to time when we can't get them. But everyone wants these things, and you go on Amazon or Walmart or wherever, they're really, really tough to find.
Same with masks. You go to order some masks, and they take forever to get to you.
Yes, and we've had better luck with masks. The cleaning supplies are really, really tough. But anything, if you think about any item that people use a lot, especially during this pandemic, the chances are most places are going to be sold out because everyone's trying to buy them.
Yeah, no, you look around, and I would have thought by now that that everybody would have, you know, that the supply would have built up, but it has not.
Would have caught up,
yeah.
Yes, but not with disinfecting wipes.
No, you're right. So now, you and I have a lot of customers of that have big systems. Are you able to make appointments and go see some of your bigger clients if they need you on site?
Yes, some of the businesses, mostly businesses that we already have, that we already support. We're very selective about new businesses, unfortunately. It would have to be sort of the perfect situation for us to be able to handle new businesses with COVID-19 out there. We're hoping next year is going to be a better year. This has just been such a tough year for everybody and businesses in downtown. Nothing is worth dying for, and there's no computer that needs to be fixed so bad that you put yourself or your family at risk. But we have to continue on. We still have to work, and everyone's in the same boat, trying to balance, being safe and living.
Yeah, boy, and it's just like in my case, when my computer failed, it's not like it used to be where I can just walk on in and drop it off. You've got to make appointments, and it's just the world we live in right now.
Yeah, everything has changed, and with doctor's offices, you go in there, you got to even enter the building, you have to have your temperature taken, you mm-hmm. have to answer a bunch of questions, wear a mask, keep away from everybody, and just everything has changed. Everything's turned upside down, and I just can't wait for next year. And I think I speak for a lot of people. I'm done with 2020.
Yeah, boys, but it has been tough. Tex in the Berg, our focus this morning. Dave, the computer guy, with us. TexintheBerg.com. If you want to see what they have to offer, they're down on Caroline Street in Fredericksburg. We're going to take a quick break and then come back. Lots to talk about this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
It's Dave the Computer Guy with us this morning as we talk tech stuff. Tex in the Berg is where you can find Dave the Computer Guy. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Dave, since we last spoke and in the last few weeks, I've became a customer of Tex in the Berg. My laptop one morning, I went to do some things on a Saturday morning, and I couldn't get it to power up. And you looked at it, and it turned out to be a hard drive issue.
Yep, the hard drive was beginning to fail, and that happens all the time. Hard drives can last 20 years or 20 seconds or anything in between.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate. We were able to get everything, your programs, the data and everything transferred over to a new solid state drive. And when I powered it up and was using it, I'm like, oh, wow, Ted's going to like this. What a difference.
The speed was just amazing. And I didn't realize that there was to get a solid state drive like that is just all the difference in the world.
Compared to the old mechanical hard drives, yeah. When I put in or am using a computer with a solid-state drive, it still amazes me after all the computers I use with them, the speed of it. When you turn it on, it boots up in 10 or 12 seconds.
Yeah.
You can be on the internet browsing right away. And with mechanical drives, it is, well, they're about 10, 12 times faster than the mechanical drives. It's just like night and day.
As far as taking care of your hard drive and taking care of your computer, any kind of tips for us?
Well, especially with laptops, you want to make sure that it's not sitting on a couch or a fabric couch or shag carpet or anything like that that's going to clog, that's going to block the ventilation of the laptop. And that's a big problem. And they overheat and all kinds of problems. One of the worst things for electronics is heat. And just use it on a flat, hard surface and make sure the ventilation, whether it's on the side or the back, is open and nothing is blocking it. That we see that an awful lot.
Now, a lot of times when especially if the fan starts running, I sort of take that as the clue that something's going on, and I'll try to even elevate it up if that's the case, because you just don't like the fan running all the time.
Well, the fan's going to run. That's what's you sort of want the fan to work. If you're using the computer, your laptop a lot,
yeah,
and you never hear the fan, that might be another problem in it of itself.
Okay.
But yeah, for the fan running is not necessarily a bad thing or a bad sign. If you're touching the top of the laptop, the keyboard, or anywhere around the keyboard on the top face of it, and it's hot, that's something to be concerned about. Or if the fan runs nonstop and it never stops, it just runs and runs and runs,
yeah,
that could be the sign of maybe the there's some dust or dirt has gotten into it and it's blocking some of the vents on the inside. But just in it of itself, hearing the fan is not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, in my case, I had all the programs that I used, I had on another computer, so I was able to just go and use that computer, and it just showed the value of backing things up and being ready for something like this.
Actually, to be ready with that, because even with backups, okay, you have a laptop, it crashes, and you have backups. If you don't have a spare, then you still either got to get the computer fixes, and that's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
Depending on what's wrong with it, or you got to go buy another computer in the meantime and then try to transfer everything over to it. But if you already have maybe like an inexpensive spare that's sort of ready to go with your Facebook accounts on it, your email, and a copy of most of your old data or something on it, that's going to be very, very helpful. And that whatever time and money spent in getting that to happen is going to look like something very, very well spent.
Oh, it was, because and I was telling you off air that in the early part of the year, I had on my spare computer had gone and had logged in and had all the like the radio station's Facebook accounts. Everything was set up, so it simply was a matter of just going over and having a backup, because you don't know. I mean, even the smallest kind of thing could be a week or two before you get your computer back.
Yeah, depending on what's wrong with it, if it's the motherboard, it might be too expensive to replace on the laptop, especially if it's a few years. If the laptop is a few years old, it would probably cost more to fix it than to buy another one, or you know, more than the laptop's worth. And so, but if you have another inexpensive computer that has most of your stuff on it, or especially if you're using something like Office 365, you know, Microsoft, OneDrive, then you can just log on to it on another computer and have, you know, your email and your files, etc. But the key is to do this beforehand, because if you wait, if you only have one computer and it breaks, then you're going to be struggling. Okay, how long is it going to take to get my computer fixed? Do I have to go up the street and buy a new computer and start over? And how much time lost, how much is that going to cost, especially if it's a work computer?
Well, and as we've talked about before, these you can never, like you said, just talking about hard drives, they can last 20 years or 20 minutes, and you never know. And looking back, I can see that there were some signs of where occasionally something would happen. It would be where my computer would do something funny, and I think that those were kind of early signs that something was going on, and I just chose to ignore it.
Yeah, with the old mechanical hard drives, sometimes they do give, you know, prior warning, so to speak. Weird things. You might hear a clicking noise occasionally, or you might get, you know, even blue screens. When a hard drive starts failing, it can manifest itself in many different ways. And when you start seeing weird things happen on your computer, that is one of the things to look at, is if it's a mechanical hard drive, is it beginning to fail?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it does give clues and warnings before it fails, like what we were talking about. Other times, it'll be working just perfect, and then all of a sudden, instantaneously, it's dead within a split second.
Yeah.
And so if you are getting some strange things happening, that is the time to look into it, because you don't want to wait until it's just dead, and especially if you have no backups. Then that can become a very, very expensive proposition.
Well, you're kind of like a doctor. I mean, I thought, you know, I bring the computer in and left it with you, and I mean, you deal with this, you know, every day where people come in and have issues, and that's what you all do. You troubleshoot and try to figure things out.
Sort of like a less important type of doctor, maybe. I wouldn't say we're quite as important as a doctor.
Dr. Dave.
The processes are very similar. There's triage. The most important things have to come first, especially with businesses. If there's a youngster whose gaming computer went down, and then there's a law firm with their server down, the law firm with the server down is going to take precedent over the youngster who can't play his online games. But everyone's important, but you know, some problems are more important than others.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Especially when with businesses, and if they're down, they can lose tens of thousands of dollars over a week. But everyone, we try to, you know, get fixed as fast as possible, but it is sort of like triage.
Well, and until you have to deal with these kind of things, I mean, it really does disrupt your life, even though it's just it's a computer and it's got some things. But if you say that, if you haven't done some things with either backing things up or having another computer as a standby, this can really throw a wrench into all your plans and what you got.
Right now, it's even more important, and this is one thing to consider in the midst of all this, is what everyone is going through. A lot of people, their only access to their family or friends is through their computer, through a browser, and maybe Zoom or Skype or whatever video conferencing software they're using. And a lot of people are isolated, and without their computer, it becomes a nightmare for them. And so we try to take that into consideration and doing our triage, that things are different now with COVID, and what might seem not too important to one person is extraordinarily important to another person. We try to see it through their point of view and really, really get things fixed as fast as possible.
I remember in the early days of all of this, us talking of where people were coming and asking your advice about, you know, various different programs, you know, the Zoom kind of programs and getting those kind of things that did become important to people.
Yes, and one of the things right after pandemic hit, a lot of things became sold out as far besides the disinfectant wipes and everything mm-hmm. we've talked about earlier, but webcams, speakers, these type of things that people needed to survive, in isolation with their computers. They became very, very hard to find. We were contacted by many people trying to find webcams, and sometimes we had to wait a week or 2 weeks to get something. Sometimes we just weren't able to find it at all. Everyone in the United States was clamoring for webcams and speakers, and that has died down a little bit, so to speak, and they're more readily available now. But for a while, it was really tough, and a lot of businesses. Online resellers were marking up the webcams. A $40 webcam was $120 or such, and it was really tough for people for a while, just even trying to find these things they needed to isolate.
Well, and you wonder now, Dave, with Christmas coming, if people will want to upgrade computers and get a newer computer this year.
I have a feeling it's going to be a big, big season for tech items, for the smartphones, for laptops, for tablets, things like that, because a lot of people are still isolated, and I think that's going to be a big seller during the holidays.
Yeah, no, you would think so, because like you say, we all are using them more, and I hadn't even thought about the fact that when you have just a regular person bringing in a computer, it might be what keeps them in touch with their family or their grandchildren or whatever.
They might have a family member in another state who's very ill, and that this is the only way they contact them and can see and talk to them, as they can't see them in person because of COVID-19 or risk of and possibly infecting an already really sick person, family member. And so you got to really take this into consideration of how important a computer. It might not seem that important to you. To them, it's almost life and death, literally.
I know a lot of businesses have had trouble getting different parts and things like that. Have you had trouble getting some of the parts and things that you need to fix computers?
Absolutely, especially earlier during the pandemic, it seemed the mail got all messed up,
yeah.
Especially at stuff coming from overseas. If the parts are coming from somewhere else and they're locked down, some of the parts we had great trouble. Batteries, different electrical components, we had a lot of trouble getting them. That's eased up a little bit now, and it's a little bit better right now. But for a while, everything was just the mail, just everything was upside down.
Yeah. Well, we all need to keep, you talked about keeping in mind about wanting to get people their computers back. Sometimes you have no choice if you're waiting on things. It's a good reminder for all of us on the receiving end not to get too impatient, because you're working as fast as you can.
Yeah, we're at the mercy of, okay, how long is this part going to take to get from overseas? And it might take several days. It might take 2 or 3 weeks. And for some parts, we've waited over a month, literally, for some specific parts. But like I said, things are getting better. I'm just waiting for 2021. I am ready for New Year's Day.
Yes, definitely. Dave the Computer Guy, Tex in the Berg, with us this morning. TexintheBerg.com. They're on Caroline Street. Check them out. More coming up. We're going to talk about Wi-Fi and symptoms of getting a virus. Not that kind of virus. A computer virus. We'll get into that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff, as always, with Dave the Computer Guy with the Tex in the Berg in downtown Fredericksburg. TexintheBerg.com is their website. We have covered a lot. We still a lot of stuff, a lot of interesting stuff to cover here, Dave. As far as Wi-Fi goes, let us talk about some of the different kinds of Wi-Fi out there.
Yeah, if you're sort of old school and been using computers for a long time, you might remember some of these old Wi-Fi security protocols, WEP, and then there's, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And WPA, WPA2 came along, and that's been sort of the industry standard for many years as far as securing your Wi-Fi. And about a year or two ago, they've come out with WPA3. That's the most secure thing to date, obviously. Most people probably are still using WPA2. And especially with the pandemic, with a lot of people working from home, that's made the security of the Wi-Fi much, much more important than it's been in the past. Now people, utilizing their home computers for, their fun work, gaming or corresponding with family and friends, mm-hmm. plus using it for work also, which is makes it, you've got to really, really try to secure your Wi-Fi. And there's several different ways to do that. Number one, you want to at least be using WPA2 as far as locking down your Wi-Fi. And when you get your, if you are using wireless, there's several things to do to that you can improve it right off the bat, so to speak. And a lot of people will get a router, plug it in. It might have the username and password for the Wi-Fi signal on a sticker on the bottom of it.
Yeah,
a lot of them do, Netgear, etc. And they will have a standard, it's called an SSID, or a security set identifier. That's a technical term for the name of the Wi-Fi that's going to be broadcast. And you want to change that. You want to log on to the, because it might say Netgear 81 or whatever. That just gives the hackers, okay, we know what kind of router this is. They don't have to search very hard to find that.
Yeah.
And because it's broadcast that name. You want to log on to your, when you get your Wi-Fi router, you want to log on to it. It's going to have a default username and password, maybe admin, and as the username and password is a password. You want to reset that to something that cannot be guessed, but you cannot possibly forget it. Or otherwise, you're going to be resetting this unit in the near future if you forget your password to log on to it. But once you log on to it, you want to change the name of the SSID, the Wi-Fi signal, to something that's, you know, that no one can trace back to who manufactured it. So take Netgear off, make it Dave's Wi-Fi or whatever name that you choose. And put a long password on it, probably over 20 characters, upper and lowercase with numbers and special characters. And that's going to help secure it tremendously from hackers or from eavesdroppers. And that's one of the first things you do with your Wi-Fi.
Well, because, and it's so important, because especially if you're doing any kind of banking or you're purchasing things, you just don't want to you don't want to put yourself out there.
Nope. And a lot of people, if someone's not computer savvy, they're going to get a router, they're going to plug it in, and they're going to go, okay, well, here's the Wi-Fi name and the password. That, gosh, it works. This is great. It does work, but it's not that secure. You really need to log in and change these things. If you don't know how, give us a call or give someone a call that does know how to do this, especially if you are using this computer for banking or for work and you're remoting into your office. Your office IT should be able to help you with this. But it's real important in the day of COVID and so many people working from home to properly secure your Wi-Fi. That can mean a world of difference at work, because whatever problems you have at home, and if you get hacked at home, they might be able to get into your work too.
Mm. And don't use password as your password.
No. Nope. And change the logon user ID and then change the network name and put a long, complicated password in it. Just don't forget it.
Yeah. Well,
another thing that's really good that can be really helpful is to enable the guest account and make it completely separate, so the guest account cannot access your regular Wi-Fi signal. And there's going to be an option in most, if not all, Wi-Fi routers to do that. And when you have people over, do not give them your Wi-Fi password to your main Wi-Fi signal. Let them use the guest account. And that will, if they have a tablet, or if kids come out, friends of friends come over with kids with laptops,
yep,
put them on the guest account, then their problems don't become your problems.
Boy, and that can happen. And you hear sometimes of those horror stories where that does happen.
That can happen if someone if some if you let if the grandkids come over, and they have a laptop with they've been playing games on. If it has a virus, if you let them on your Wi-Fi network, and you're using your computer for your finances, you have QuickBooks on it, and you're remoting into your office computer, this can be troublesome. And it can be easily avoided. You just put them on the guest network, which is completely segregated from your main network. Can solve a lot of problems and keep everyone happy.
Dave, the computer guy, texting the Berg here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Dave, one of the other things, and I still notice this a lot of times in my own neighborhood, where you'll see that neighbors, you know, it'll pop up all the different available Wi-Fi networks, and they're not locked in. There's no password, and you can just jump on and use theirs.
And if it's wide open, absolutely.
Yeah.
And another thing in securing it, you can choose not to broadcast. This is another thing. Not to broadcast the SSID or the network name, and just make sure you know what it is, and then you can enter it when you're trying to attach a new device to that Wi-Fi. But it helps with people driving around looking for things to cause mischief on. If it's not broadcast, it just makes it a little bit more difficult for them.
I never even thought of that, to not do that, because why even tempt somebody?
Yeah, and that's one of the things. For a lot of people, it might not be necessary not to broadcast it. For some people, it might, especially in crowded suburban areas, you know, in town or something where, you know, everyone's right on, all the houses are right on top of each other.
Yeah.
If you scan all the Wi-Fi networks, you can see dozens of them.
Right.
And if anyone's not locked down, you can jump on it. And if someone's like, gosh, my Wi-Fi is so slow, one of the things to look at, has it been compromised and is half the neighborhood piggybacking off your Wi-Fi?
Yeah, no, that is, I think a lot of people don't take that seriously and don't realize, like you say, that there are people sometimes that are just driving around street by street, seeing if they can get into somebody's network.
Oh, absolutely. And even in kids these days, they grow up with this technology. It is second nature to them. And while it may be a little bit unscrupulous, some of them are like, let me see if I can get into this neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And it's not that difficult. Unless your Wi-Fi is properly secured, you might have some neighborhood people piggybacking on your Wi-Fi, and that's a whole other issue.
Boy, I was going to say, if you think you've got problems now, when those kind of things happen, it can just be a nightmare.
Yeah, and we've had people call saying, we think someone's gotten into my Wi-Fi. I'm like, okay, you need to reset your username and password to access your router. Then you need to change everything else, your SSID, your password, and reboot it, and kick these people off of it. Other time, and also with in securing it, you need to always update the firmware, which is sort of a software that runs the router, basically. And as fixes and patches become available, the manufacturer will put out updates to it and to update the firmware, and you want to make sure that's up to date also.
Good stuff. Dave, the computer guy here this morning. As far as the other problem thing out there that a lot of us deal with are viruses. And you can take all the steps in the world, but all it takes is one misstep, and you can have a computer virus on your computer and be in a real tough spot.
Yes, and when we were talking earlier about weird things happening that can be sort of the precursor for a hard drive failure,
yeah,
some of these can mimic that, but they might be a virus. If your computer is crashing, if it's slowing down, those two things can be a virus. They can also be precursors of a hardware failure in the hard drive, but in some of them are just very, very well-known precursors to a virus really starting to wreak havoc on your computer. When you're getting a bunch of pop-ups on your computer, just stuff, pages popping up everywhere, or you open your browser, your home page is changed, and then when you try to search for something, it takes you somewhere where you didn't search for, and wants you to click on something, and the chances are your browser has been hijacked. The computer is really slowing down, and these are telltale signs of a virus.
What do you recommend if those kind of things that you just mentioned start happening? What should I do?
Depending on the severity of it, you definitely want to have it looked into. Whether the user is computer savvy, you need to scan your computer for viruses. If not, you need to contact someone and have them look at it. Once this starts, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse until it's fixed. And depending on what it is, what type of virus it is, and what you use the computer for, some people just browse the internet. They do no banking. They don't do any finances or anything like that. Then, they don't have a tremendous amount to lose. Most people do online banking. They might look at their stocks or might work from home or something. That's when this becomes very, very important. And you have to have this looked at right away. Otherwise, you can compromise your bank accounts, your work security, just everything.
Because it's in some cases, and if you don't know it, someone's watching along and watching everything that you're doing and seeing all of your passwords and on all of that.
Oh yeah, with a keylogger, they can get all your passwords. Basically, it logs all the keystrokes you make on your keyboard, and that's a scary thing. We've seen this many a times, and there's programs. Some businesses have had us put on programs to keep an eye on their employees, or if they're suspicious of an employee, we can put a program on, that actually does this. And in very rare circumstances, companies might do that, but more often the criminals do this. And then when you log on to your email, if it's webmail, or you log on to see your stocks on one of the stock trading companies, they can see everything you type on your keyboard, and that is a scary thing. That just, oh my gosh, they got the keys to everything when that happens.
And like you say, if you suspect something's going on, don't keep going. Do something.
No. If you're getting pop-ups, if your homepage has changed, people are saying your email is sending out strange emails to other people from your email account. This is something that you need to look into right away.
I know that there's a lot of antivirus programs out there. There's some good free stuff too, though.
Yeah, and actually some of my favorite things are free antivirus softwares. A lot of my clients have heard me talk of Avast. There's AVG, Bitdefender. These are all good free. They make good free antiviruses for home use. And, if it's for business, you should pay for it because these are – technically for non-commercial use for home users, but for free software, they're really, really good, and they're good enough for probably 99% of home users. And so I definitely recommend any of these, but only one at a time. I have people putting multiple antiviruses on their computer, and you definitely don't want to do that. Just put Avast, AVG or something on it and just regularly scan it, make sure it's updated. And that's going to be very helpful.
And make sure you have something on your computer.
Absolutely. With Windows 10, that comes stock with Windows Defender, which isn't the greatest antivirus in the world. It's much better than it was, but still, some of these aftermarket products I'd recommend over that AVG, Avast. Bitdefender, Kaspersky, some of these, they're definitely better. And just you can pick or choose any of them that you like, and it's going to be a lot better than nothing.
Dave, the computer guy, Tex in the Berg, with us this morning. Tex in the Berg in downtown Fredericksburg, texintheberg.com, their website. We will conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Always good stuff with Dave the Computer Guy, with the Tex in the Berg with us this morning. We hear a lot about 5G. It's not officially here yet, is it?
It's here, spotty,
okay,
so to speak. It's out there, and actually in some of the major cities, it's definitely, they're trying to get it rolled out. This is going to be the biggest technology thing in the coming years. The thing that I'm probably the most excited about, as far as technology, is going to be 5G. And it's just, it's slow in coming, so to speak. And as they roll it out, we've got to upgrade the cell phones and things of that nature to be able to access it. But the speed is just going to be, it's going to be outrageous. And every incarnation of this, you know, the 5G is the fifth generation of this type of technology, although 5G is of itself completely new technology.
Yeah.
It's just going to be so fast. And in most office settings, they might have 100, 200, 300 megabits of speed, and, you know, some have faster than that. This is just as this is going to be upwards of 20 gigabits per second of speed, and that is just phenomenal. And I was thinking about it yesterday. I was talking to my wife. When a lot of cars will have Wi-Fi in it, built into the car.
Right.
And there's going to be a day where people are going to have 5G built into their cars, and they can be on the highway, and the kids are going to be in the back seat working off the Wi-Fi in that vehicle.
Mm.
And that Wi-Fi, it could be 5, 10, 15, 20 times faster than the Wi-Fi we're using right now in our house.
Wow.
And it's just going to be phenomenal. It's going to change everything. And as far as excitement and what's happening with technology in the future, that's it for me. This is going to be huge.
We will talk about that in more detail next month. I know you've been watching the weather. We've got just a couple of seconds. I know you. We could get a lot of rain this week that hurricane.
I checked the computer models are showing this hurricane is going to move right over Fredericksburg on Thursday and Thursday night. A lot of rain, and this computer model apparently is very they've all came together, and they all think it's coming right over Fredericksburg.
Dave the Computer Guy, Tex in the Berg. Dave, great stuff. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Fredericksburg.
It's management or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.